Marilla looked rather relieved. So you do know something, then. Thank goodness you're not quite a heathen. Where did you learn that?
Oh, at the Asylum Sunday School. They made us learn the whole catechism. I liked it pretty well. There is something splendid about some of the words. Infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. Isn't that grand? It has such a roll to it. Just like a big organ playing. You couldn't quite call it poetry, I suppose, but it sounds a lot like it, doesn't it? We're not talking about poetry, Anne. We're talking about saying your prayers. Don't you know it's a terrible wicked thing not to say your prayers every night?
I'm afraid you are a very bad little girl.
You'd find it easier to be bad than good if you had red hair, Anne said reproachfully. People who haven't red hair don't know what trouble is. Mrs. Thomas told me that God made my hair red on purpose, and I've never cared about him since. And anyhow, I'd always be too tired at night to bother saying prayers. People who have to look after twins can't be expected to say their prayers. Now, do you honestly think they can?
Marilla decided that Anne's religious training must be begun at once. Plainly, there was no time to be lost.
You must say your prayers while you're under my roof, Anne.
Why, of course, if you want me to, assented Anne cheerfully.
I'd do anything to oblige you, but you'll have to tell me what to say for this once. After I get into bed, I'll imagine a real nice prayer to say always.
I believe that it will be quite interesting now that I come to think of it.
You must kneel down, said Marilla in embarrassment. Anne knelt at Marilla's knee and looked up gravely.
Why must people kneel down to pray?
If I really wanted to pray, I'll tell you what I'd do. I'd go out to a great big field, all alone, or into the deep, deep woods. And I'd look up into the sky, up, 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 into that lovely blue sky that looks as if there was no end to its blueness. And then I'd just feel a prayer.
Well, I'm ready. What am I to say?
Marilla felt more embarrassed than ever. She had intended to teach Anne the childish classic, Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep. But she had, as I have told you, the glimmerings of a sense of humor, which is simply another name for a sense of fitness of things. And it suddenly occurred to her that that simple little prayer, sacred to white-robed children lisping at motherly knees, was entirely unsuited to this freckled witch of a girl who knew and cared nothing about God's love since she had never had it translated to her through the medium of human love.